Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Ron, even as we speak, I'm looking at some college highlights of Gale Sayers. And as I mentioned at the top, this one hit me hard today. Gale Sayers passing at age 77. Just because the younger me remembers reading, as I said, reading his autobiography, I Am Third, watching Brian's Song, which you phrased nicely about the bond, the connection of teammates, black and white, and the relationship that Sayers had with Brian Piccolo. And then just the highlights. I mean, it's phenomenal. Pre-knee injury, what this guy was. I'm reading some of these stats, and the one that jumps out to me is that on his first 56 kickoff returns in the NFL, 56 of them, he returned six for touchdowns. Six touchdowns in three seasons on kick returns. In his first four seasons, he set eight NFL records, career rushing average, total offense in a season, touchdowns in a season, 22 touchdowns in a game, six. He remains, as I'm reading right now, I don't know whose column this is, 50 years after his final full season, he remains the standard of big play threats in the NFL. He had 18 touchdowns of 50 yards or more. Like, how often do you see a touchdown of 50 yards or more, let alone from the same guy 18 times? And this was in his first 45 games. He had 18 touchdowns of 50 yards or more, including a 103-yard kick return, 85-yard punt return, 80-yard pass reception, and a 61-yard run. Just incredible stuff.
Well, it's funny. The one thing that stands out to me is the kickoff returns. I mentioned that. I can close my eyes and see him churning up the field. You know, more than some of his runs, I just remember those kickoff returns and how, you know, what a special talent he had and a special gift. And I remember when he got hurt, how sad it was. You know, he tore up his knee, and that was in the day where those kind of injuries basically ended your career. They didn't have the medical stuff that they do now, and it was so sad that he only played, what, 7 years or so. But I just have such vivid memories of those kickoff returns for some reason, and he did it like nobody else could.
One of the all-time examples in sports, and of course sports history is just littered with such examples of a brilliant career cut short. Like he became almost the person that people would be compared to when something like that happened in any sport. It was, hey, that's, you know, this is the version of Gale Sayers for this sport. At age 26, coming off games in which he had rushed for 143 yards against the Vikings and 205 against the Packers. And I can still see this highlight in my head, even though I obviously wasn't watching. I was 3 years old. He had a devastating knee injury, Kermit Alexander. I remember that name, at Wrigley Field in the mud. So he was very literally at the height of his powers at age 26, and he was replaced by Brian Piccolo. And then you know how that story went, where those two forged a friendship when Piccolo came down with cancer. And it was Piccolo, as the story goes, as the movie goes, who pushed Sayers to rehabilitate that knee. And he would lead the league in rushing one more time. And sadly, though, become an example, Ron, of a great career cut short, wondering what might have been.
Yeah, they always, you know, that's what all these guys talk about, what might have been. Isn't that the worst phrase? The worst phrase in sports, what could have been, what should have been, what might have been. But he obviously first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, the voters didn't hold it against him that he got hurt early, that he only played a limited number of games. His talent was just that spectacular.
Who comes to mind in Pittsburgh sports, any sport, of what might have been if not for tragedy, if not for injury? I guess Michel Briere is the first example that pops into my head, just one season before he tragically died. Who else comes to mind for you, Ron, in any of the sports?
Oh, man. Gabe Rivera, maybe. You know, Steelers' number one draft choice, didn't even play a full season, got hurt was not an injury from football. That was a car crash where alcohol was involved. But that one probably jumps out for me. The other guy I keep mentioning all the time that, you know, could have, would have, should have been great was Fuamatu Maafala. I remember, you know, the Steeler people saying he's better than Jerome. He has more talent, but he couldn't stay on the field.
Yeah, and I think of a couple of baseball pitchers. You know, Chris Benson had his struggles, but he also had a bad arm injury and some of their other draft picks. You know, Jameson Taillon comes to mind right now. Like, here's a guy that was just sort of finding himself and looked to be a potential ace. You know, he had that kind of stuff, and hopefully we'll get to see that, you know. But after two Tommy Johns, you wonder how that story is going to turn out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, all indications are he's going to be back better than ever next year. You know, he's got that incredible work ethic to come back, but you never know with those arm injuries. But it's been one thing after another with him, too. You know, the testicular cancer, and, I mean, there have just been all kind of things that have gotten in his way. Maybe he has them behind him now, and maybe he can just concentrate and move ahead to finishing out his career strong.
Man, I hope so. I hope we get to see Taillon at the height of his powers at his age, because he's incredibly talented. The time right now, 10:35. Get your home sold guaranteed and for top dollar with Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Visit GinaWillSellYourHome.com. Let's talk about the Steelers running game. Right now, it's been kind of an odd couple weeks when you look at the numbers. If you hadn't watched the second game, for example, you would probably think, hey, the Steelers are as good a running team as there is right now in the league. Only team to have 200-yard rushers or one in each of the first two games. And yet, we're left wanting a little bit. I want to ask Ron and you about that. Who should start? Should Anthony McFarlane get some action? What if James Conner, what if something happens early in this game, whether he struggles or anything, aggravates that ankle, who then gets the call? Is Tomlin going to go back to Benny Snell? Let's talk about that. 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.